Okay. Everyone pack it up. That's enough for tonight. We'll reconvene tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Oh, leave that. I'll toss it. Thanks for everything, guys. I looked over the array of half-eaten food and containers that were scattered across the conference table before I turned to watch the last colleague file out. They could have at least eaten the food they demanded.
Not jumping to defend your overworked comrades?
Ever since she'd gotten that promotion instead of me, she seemed to view me as some kind of mouthpiece for my colleagues, as if somehow I would depose her from below. I want to get this done as quickly and as smoothly as possible, and I could have done without the unplanned 2 hours it took to discuss restaurant choices, ordering food, only for them to not eat any of what arrived.
The worse this project does, the worse I look.
She's not wrong, but I know she didn't say it to garner sympathy. She just wants to lure me into revealing a plan that doesn't exist. You might be stuck on how everything reflects on you, but if we all suddenly start failing, it doesn't look good for any of us.
We used to be mortal enemies, always at each other's throats. Now we're tied together.
There's a time and place for everything. It's all good fun to compete when I need to. Now, I need to show I can play well with others even if I don't want to.
Even I have to admit, you took the loss better than I expected.
It's not a loss. It's a setback. You'll still be working for me one day, and we both know it.
Whatever dreams help you sleep at night. But until that fictional day, you work for me, so I'll just leave you to take the trash out for now.
She keeps her face stern, but I remember what that stern look gives way to. Plus, I can't deny that bossy is a good look on her. I'd ask you if you were honestly surprised that you got that promotion, but we both know you lack that capacity.
The only thing that surprised me was that it was even a competition.
And there's the proof. Her eyes darted to meet mine, and for a moment, I expected some barbed retort. But instead, she shocked me with a slowly spreading smile.
Well, being confident doesn't seem to be a downside to me.
She pulled out the pin that was holding her hair up and let it fall down around her shoulders.
But honestly, sometimes I wonder if we'll actually finish this project on time.
I wasn't sure if this confession was a ploy to garner sympathy or to mess with me. But I erred on the side of humanity over whatever programming she had. We will. We're making steady progress. And we can pick up the pace after this next phase, which is still on time. If only just.
If the rest of them were half as smart as you, we'd be much further along.
Was that a compliment?
Don't let it go to your head. Because if even one of you was half as smart as me, we'd be done by now.
There it is. I knew that benevolence had to be a setup.
Aw, well, at least you can sometimes learn quickly.
I tried to pretend I didn't hear her and paid way too much attention to the task of tying up a trash bag. Even so, I remained aware of her eyes on me.
Do you remember the first time we were alone like this?
I do. Yeah.
It really didn't take you long to come onto me in that stairwell.
You might think you're godlike, but that doesn't mean you can just rewrite history.
Oh, don't do that. We both know you came onto me.
Do we? Because I seem to recall that you spent ages baiting me to get what you wanted. To chicken. To make the move yourself.
You made the first move, tucking my hair behind my ear, giving me that look, taunting me.
We hadn't been alone together since then, but just the mention of the last time was enough to make my body react. Even without my permission. I'm sorry, that look. Your argument hinges on that look. Are there any other straws you'd like to grasp at?
You know exactly what I mean. That's why you're protesting against it so much.
Why couldn't the promotion have been hinged on a debate? You'd have fallen flat there and then. She crossed the space between us quickly and poked me in the chest as she looked up at me.
I'd have mopped the floor with you in a debate.
See? First opportunity you got, you ran over here to get close and touch me. I watched her flinch and knew that she was about to push me away. But the glare on her pretty face as she stepped back was so worth it. See? I'm the only one demonstrating any sense of self-control, just like I did on that first night.
First night? As if there will be more than one.
That slip-up had cost me dearly. And now it was her turn to grin slyly at me.
Wishful thinking getting the best of you?
Just giving voice to what I know we're both thinking. I watched her as she backed up until her hands landed on the desk behind her, and she could jump up in a smooth motion to perch herself on it.
Mm-hmm. Because you're so in control that you'd never make a mistake like that.
Nope. Never. I held her gaze, challenging her to argue again. But all I could think about was how good she looked as she ran her fingers through her hair.
No, of course not. You're zen-like in your control.
Exactly. I mean, having a boss like you means I've got to maintain a certain level of control. She smiled at me, mentioning she was my boss. Not some victorious and arrogant grin, but an honest smile.
Exactly. I'm your boss. I was the one who got promoted.
And the tests of my patience have been limitless since.
Okay. If you're so in control, why don't you take what you want?
What do you mean?
Well, you talk about how you're in control, but you've just stood there deflecting left and right rather than doing what we both know you want.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, sure you do.
I don't.
Ugh, how disappointing. Once again, proving that you're just talk, going on and on about how in control you are, but won't say or do what you actually want.
I knew she was baiting me again. I knew it. But just because I knew it, didn't mean I could ignore it. I think the stress has gotten to you. You're already imagining things.
Am I?
She slowly opened her legs and I couldn't take my eyes off her. My body tensed, mouth going dry as I tried hard to stare only at her face and not her parted thighs.
I'm just imagining things. Because from what I can see, I'm not imagining anything.
And yet, I'm standing here, not moving.
But you're thinking about it. You're imagining it. And you're enjoying imagining it.
I wish I could have told her she was wrong, but she wasn't. Imagining it was so easy, I could barely stop myself from stepping towards her and acting on every thought. I think you're the one imagining it, and honestly, I can see why. You've so enjoyed our last time together. She spread her legs wider and leaned back to rest her hands behind her, body like an invitation as she spoke again. I couldn't fight the pull anymore as I closed the gap and stepped towards her. So close, I could touch her. But I didn't. Yet.
Oh, now you're enjoying it. You can't hide that.
And what if I am?
Well, there's so much more you can enjoy, so why don't you?
When I reached out, hands landing on her smooth thighs, I watched the victory play over her pretty lips. You're right. There's so much more to enjoy. I quickly knelt and started to run my lips up the inside of her thigh before.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.